This is Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I hinted on an earlier show that I was considering moving from Boise, Idaho to New York City. Boise is a good place to learn to raise chickens in the backyard. I raised chickens in two parts of that city and found supportive neighbors and an environment that was well suited to urban agriculture. I'm still in close contact with the Boisean who adopted both me and my flock and incorporated the original Bacaw hens into his life. My shows will continue to reflect his experience, which has been very positive, but also reflects many of the challenges that all shrewd urban chickeners must overcome in order to be empowered by the benefits of pesticide-free bug control, vastly improved soil conditioning and composting, and of course, fresh eggs. New York City has fewer outdoor spaces suitable for chickens than Boise and some other cities, but it's still dotted with backyards throughout the city, particularly in the boroughs of Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten Island, but also in Manhattan. New Yorkers, on the whole, are well educated about food security issues, and most of the people I've talked to are curious, if not downright excited, at the prospect of living near agricultural enterprises, including chickens. Many want to experience food production firsthand. There's an explosion of green markets that sell vegetables, honey, handcrafted cheeses, and eggs grown just outside city limits. Increasingly, the markets feature food grown inside the city limits. After all, according to a recent census of agriculture, the most productive farmland in the United States is in the borough of the Bronx. Community gardens are all the rage in New York, with over 600 recognized gardens with public hours and at least 10 members, plus many unofficial community gardens, individual gardens, and a few guerrilla gardens, planted in abandoned lots or unused public spaces semi-legally. Several organizations helping to coordinate their efforts through education, coordination, and help with resources, like Green Thumb, which was established during the 1978 fiscal crisis to promote productive use of abandoned lots, which is now the nation's largest urban gardening program. New York's Food Not Lawns chapter is strong, as is Green Gorillas. Food Systems Network New York City is a year-old group that promotes food security for New Yorkers through networking and collaboration. And Just Food is a nonprofit organization that works to develop a fair and sustainable food system in the New York City region. Through their work on urban livestock, it's now become more well known that New York is one of the many sizable cities in the United States where owning chickens, or at least hens, is legal under city code. So I finally moved to New York City with my goal of promoting the Bucky Bacaw agenda of replacing non-productive lawns and weed patches with gardens and chickens throughout the nation, and breaking down the perceived barriers between rural and urban life. My aim is to show how much food production is possible in North American cities. After all, chickens were common in New York and other American cities until the middle of the 20th century. On most of the planet, Europe, Asia, and Africa, chickenry never truly disappeared from village and city life the way it has in our region. So I moved and found a job, and after just a few months of handing out my Bucky Bacaw business cards, I've been approached by several community gardens and some individual gardeners who are keenly interested in working with me to incorporate chickens into their operations. And I recently moved to an apartment where I have command of a backyard that I think would make an excellent site for a small city flock. Still, fears and misperceptions crop up when it comes down to making the transition from, yeah, chickens would be neat, to when can we start? That's one reason why I haven't yet talked to my landlord about my desire to eventually have chickens. I'm just starting with a garden in my own space while I work with others who are ready to get started with chickens. Once my landlord has a chance to get to know me, I'll broach the subject. When I told a friend of mine, a New Yorker for nearly 30 years, originally hailing from St. Louis, about my plans, she said, "Don't get chickens, your neighbors will hate you." I replied, "But everyone loves chickens. All my previous neighbors love chickens." To which she replied, "Chickens attract rats." Of course, I said, "No, they don't," and started to list off all the small to medium-sized chicken operations I had visited, in addition to my own, that had no rats. But she interrupted me to say that when she was growing up, she had neighbors who kept turkeys and chickens, and they had rats. Of course, her example is purely circumstantial. More importantly, her reasoning was what sociologists call spurious. Just because there were chickens and rats doesn't mean there's a causal connection. Maybe the rats were there first. Maybe they came after the chickens, but for another reason. The truth about rats is they're attracted to messy, smelly situations. In fact, that's their niche in the ecosystem, to clean up after other critters' messes, filth, and decay. A few rats here and there are not a bad thing, especially if there are rat predators around to keep their population in check. However, if there's a really lot of mess, filth, and decay in one place, it'll support too many rats in a concentrated area, which will lead to the spread of disease. Just like having too many of any critter in one place, like chickens in industrial egg farms, cows in a feedlot, or humans in a dirty city or warfare trench. So when flocks of fowl attract rats, that's a sign that there's too many fowl and they're not being properly cleaned up after. But chickens are not, absolutely not, some kind of rat magnet. That is a myth. Just think about it. I saw some rats last night as I was sitting in a park in New York City's Chinatown. Wouldn't a rat rather be in a place like that, where weed patches sit inches away from garbage cans filled with containers of partially eaten takeout food, a smorgasbord of hours-old lo mein, General Cho's chicken, and beef stir-fried rice, than in my backyard, where the organic chicken poop of three small hens will be gathered and composted, and the eggs gathered daily, and where the chickens will spend the night inside several inches of a rigorously tested, predator-proof igloo. I live 13 miles from Chinatown, but 3 miles from a similar trash situation in downtown Flushing, Queens, and less than a mile from the waterfront. I don't think rats will be flocking to my place. Coop and yard hygiene is key, and keeping a clean coop is so straightforward for small flock birders that it's all but impossible to find references to rat problems on any of the backyard chicken message boards that are so popular on the internet. In fact, the only people who seem even aware of the chicken and rat myth are people like my friend, as intelligent and well-read as she is, who grew up in that unusual blip of time and place of mid-20th century North America, where the notions of rural and urban became so dogmatically segregated that city dwellers have come to imagine that all food must inherently be grown in filthy situations and scrubbed clean in factories before they hit the Hard Rock Cafe. What I never finished telling my friend is that not only are chickens bred in urban settings across the globe, and were here until relatively recently, without attracting rats, but that one chicken breed, the Buckeye, is actually known as a rat controller, because this largest of all chicken breeds eats newborn and juvenile rats, the way my miniature Sebright eats large beetles. Even on a less sensationalistic scale, I would argue that all chickens, when kept properly, are in fact a rat preventive, because they eat scraps as soon as they see them and are part of a balanced urban ecosystem that helps prevent the proliferation of festering garbage. I'll remember my own speech in case I get the same objection when I approach my neighbors about getting chickens in a few months. In the meantime, I'll keep my listeners posted as I spread my agenda and set up flocks like a modern-day Johnny Chicken Egg here in New York City. For now, this has been Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.